sun shone like a beacon through the windows of the St. Andrew United Church of Christ in Sarasota. It started off like a regular Catholic Mass, but instead of men wearing the deacon slashes as they walked down the aisle, it was women.
Historical and archaeological evidence reveals that women served as deacons, priests, and bishops during the first 1,200 years of the church's history.
This isn't a regular Mass. It's a ceremony for ordaining women priests and deacons. Two women were joining the more than 145 women priests around the world. They're a part of the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests. It's a part of a movement that started in 2002 with the ordination of seven women at the Danube River in Germany. They were ordained by an Episcopal male bishop whose own ordination was not considered valid by the Roman Catholic Church. Actually, the Vatican punishes women who seek ordination with excommunication. It's a crime against the church as severe as priests who sexually abuse children. But excommunication doesn't intimidate this group of women. Maureen McGill of Pensacola is one of them. She was ordained a priest in Sarasota. McGill found the association through the internet after leaving the Catholic Church for a few years.
And at that point, nobody in the family was going to church. We were just done with church. We had a bad experience at my mother's funeral, and we all kind of just left.
To McGill, this community felt right.
This was the Catholic Church. I was home. But there was none of the rigidity. There was openness to women, openness to birth control, openness to divorced Catholics, openness to gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual people. It was a totally open experience, and I think that's what I had been looking for 67 years.
But this group was not recognized by the Roman Catholic Church. Frank Murphy is a spokesman for the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
The Diocese of Venice does not recognize at all. That's just a group of people making a claim that's just not valid within our church.
Pope Francis has said the door of allowing women in the priesthood is closed. McGill says she understands that doors close.
But they open, they do open, and if you knock loud enough and hard enough and keep going at it, that door might open.
Some folks, like Murphy, don't see that door opening anytime soon.
I think that the ordination of a woman to priesthood, I think they're going to follow the teaching of the church, which is that it is for men only at this point in time, and I think it will continue to be that way.
Even so, McGill holds out hope as she jokes often with her husband.
He said the other day, you'll never live to see women completely accepted in the church. And then he looked at me and he says, no, given your genes, you probably will live to see it. And I will crawl to the Vatican with my walker if I have to on that day if they do accept us.
But history may be on her side. A recent poll conducted by Ben Dixon and Amandi for the Spanish language network Univision showed Catholics internationally are split on a variety of issues, including gay marriage, divorce, and abortion. Specifically, 59% of the Catholics surveyed in the United States believed women should be ordained into priesthood. I'm Joselise Ramos in Tampa.